Well, guys, I as Steve mentioned, I have been doing a lot of Zoom calls, and last Saturday I put out the offer to for those of you who are you're hearing the buzz around these that one thing, these Zoom sessions as a great way to introduce people to Limitless and the Limitless Opportunity. And so Andy and Sarah took me up on that, and to you know, let me do a trial Zoom. Let me show you what this is so you can get a feel for that. And so they took me up on that. And I've got other guests on the call, but I want to start with Andy and Sarah because it's one thing. I mean, they're faithfully on the calls every single morning during the week. Andy teaches some of the lessons, and he reiterated to me last night, they both did, that these lessons, they're great life lessons. They're really important, and they're great to hear, and it's a good way to start your day. And so it was awesome to be able to share some time with them and walk through this one-on-one with the power of these sessions and the power of some of the things we're going to cover today. And I just asked them if they'd be willing to share their thoughts about what they experienced and how they feel about moving forward. So, Andy, Sarah, I'll let you guys choose who goes first, but kind of give the team a feel now that you've actually experienced it. Tell people what you think.
You want to go first, or you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay. Milena, all I could say is it seemed after watching and listening to you, and you do it such a professional, I definitely wouldn't be hesitant to get, well, I will be getting some of the people that I see that are very successful in front of you. And it seems as if from what I saw, the success rate is going to be astronomical. I can't see anybody seeing this and actually declining the offer. So I just want to tell you thank you and looking forward to the future.
Awesome. Awesome. Sarah?
Okay, I, you know, you answered some questions for me too about, and for Andy, how to contact people that maybe we haven't talked to in like umpteen dozen years, or in like Andy's case, other business people. You gave us suggestions. I mean, you just took us like baby steps. And to me, you know, I'm doing fantastic with the products and everything, but my brain sometimes slows down a little bit, and I needed that. And I just, number one, want to say thank you very much for that. But same thing, like Andy said, once we get them in front of this program, there is absolutely no reason why they would say no. And like you reiterated last night, and even if they do say no to the business, they can't say no to the products. So, for that, I see this going far, 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 far.
And you know, my next guest I'm going to bring on board feels the same way. So we're going to get a double dose of this concept. But now that you understand, first of all, the power of not being the presenter for your own prospects, we talked a little bit about that. It kind of takes the load off of, I've got to learn the script. I've got to learn how to do the demonstrator. I've got to learn, 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 learn before I can do this. What did that do for you guys to be able to take that load off your shoulders?
I know
Oh
for
my
me,
goodness.
Belen. Go ahead, Dahl. Go, Dahl.
I was just going to say, oh my goodness, because of not being real sure what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. Self-doubt, I guess, not on the business or the product, but in myself, you know. So being able, number one, to have even Cindy and you there for us is amazing. But how better for us to be able to say, no, we get to link you into the owner of the company. I had someone tell me just the other day, what company do you actually get to talk to the owners on a regular basis? So yeah, that it's huge, 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 huge.
Well, and the great part about what we have is, like you say, Cindy's also, I mean, she's going through these herself personally. She's bringing prospects to the line because she has said, I know if I hear this enough times, it's not going to be something I have to learn. I will know it, and I'll be able to do these myself. And I think she even met with some people yesterday face to face and was going to share the demonstrator, have them see that one thing. And so there are some things there, but the key here is that also you can always introduce the owners to them because we're on those calls every single morning. And so as you continue to duplicate, but I will do a Zoom for anyone, guys, and I still have time in my schedule. I mean, it's starting to fill up, but I have time in my schedule, and I will do these as long as it takes. In fact, I will always love doing these because Steve and I's favorite part is being in the trenches as owners of the company. So, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you sharing with us. I'm going to move on toward, and I can't wait to get your first 20 prospects under your belt. So that'll be really fun. I've also asked Ms. Becky Bullard to come and join us on the call this morning because Becky also caught the bug in the power as I did a couple of these for her. And she's like, oh, man, this is so easy for me. I'm busy. She's got a lot of things going on in her personal life. Then she's trying to, you know, keep her jobs going that she's doing in her business and also trying to build Limitless. And Becky has fresh started. I think Sandy and Sarah have too. And when she realized, oh, my gosh, all I have to do is bring people to the table. I don't have to do the rest of the story. I don't have to run the Zoom. I don't have to do anything. And that got her really excited. But then here's what happened. Just like Andy and Sarah, and I'm sure many of you out there, then the next thing, it was almost a heart-sinking thing. Now, how do I reach out to people? I've got a list of 200 people that I've worked with in the past. I've done things. I know they'd be interested. But I can't just call them up on the phone and say, hey, I got this great information for you. Can you give me 20, 30 minutes of your time? And so, Becky, you and I had a conversation about this, and you figured out a pretty great way to start a lot of conversations and keep them running by texting. So tell me what happened. You started realizing the importance of warming these up and how you're doing it.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm multitasking. I'm driving and talking on the phone.
There you go.
So as Malin said,
let's do a Zoom while she's driving.
No.
Just kidding, sorry.
So as Malin said, you know, my life is pretty hectic right now. About 10 months ago, I lost 3 family members within 18 days, my dad, my brother, and my nephew. So now my life consists of, you know, working when I can because I've had to free up a lot of time to take care of my mother. So with that being said, Limitless is the only perfect option for me, especially with this new system, that I can work it when I'm doing my other jobs or taking care of my mom. And I told Malin, I said I've like felt like a recluse for the past 10 months because I've just been working and taking care of my mom, and I've lost contact with a lot of people. So, you know, I just didn't want to, you know, pick up the phone and say, hey, I got something you need to look at, or shoot a text to somebody, hey. You know, so I wanted to really work on forming those relationships again, the FORM. And, you know, I'm doing it through text. Because, you know, now I know some people are fine on the phone, but in today's time, in this busy world, people will get back to you with a text before returning a phone call a lot of times. Yeah, I have one friend that I called, and she said, well, if you're leaving me a message, I probably won't get back to you, but shoot me a text and I'll text you right back. That was on her voicemail. But this whole texting thing that, you know, I'm keeping prospects in my pipeline and working on them one-on-one on getting them on the Zoom. And I'm telling you, my 14 years in this industry, I told Malin this, I told Terry this when I talked to her the other day, this is the best system that I've seen that's going to create massive success because, you know, once you get them on the Zoom, they see everything right there at once. It's powerful. Watching the video and the demonstrator is powerful on the monetary side. So, and you know, we're just getting going with this. And I'm telling you, the ones that haven't fresh started, go ahead and do your fresh start. And then reach out to the people that you may have on your team that maybe hasn't done anything in a while. Because let me tell you, a fresh start makes all the difference in the world, especially when we're freshly starting with this new system that I think is going to create massive success for all of us.
Well, I love that, Becky. And, you know, eventually it's important that they hear your voice, that they hear the power in your voice. But to start getting warmed up, you're right. A lot of people, they're not going to take a phone call. They're, you know, or if they do, they're going to think that it's an emergency, not just something where you're trying to warm up the relationship. And so then they will feel like you have an ulterior motive. And although you do have an ulterior motive, you definitely want to make sure that they know that it's about them. It's not about you. So I love that. And we've had some great Zooms already. You've got someone right on the cusp of doing a fresh start with you. And we're excited to have you come to the fly-in. So thank you, Becky, and drive safely. I've also asked Pam Hanks to come and join us. Thanks, Beck. I've asked Pam Hanks to join us because Pam has learned also a lot of things, and she's learned a lot about forming and just has a lot of tips and tricks. And then I'm going to close out the call with some really great tips and tricks for those of you who want to get started with this. But Pam, tell us some of your experiences about what you're learning so far. We've done a lot of tweaks to, you know, things as we continue to go through these Zoom sessions. So what you got, girl?
All right. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. You sound fantastic.
All right. Well, first of all, I am loving the power in this presentation. I absolutely love it. But I will say I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable here. When Malin first put this out and she gave us the challenge to get 20 people through this, that one thing presentation, you know, I was so excited to call her, you know, almost on the daily and say, Malin, I just did a presentation with the prospect and it felt really good and I'm liking it. And she would say to me,
Oh, we lost her. Can you guys hear her?
She might have hit her mute button.
Did your mute button with your cheek, Pam? Pamela.
If so, she's gone through all the code. No.
Let's see. Let me see if she got bumped off. She might have got bumped off.
Why don't you call her and three-way her in?
Yeah, we lost her. She may try and call back in.
I'm sure she will.
So, well, I'm going
to... But she has to know that she got kicked off.
Yeah, let me... Will you, Steve, can you,
yeah,
on your other line, and I'll keep talking because I want to make sure we get everything else in that we're trying to, and
all
just
right,
let her know. Oh,
yeah,
there she is. Hold on. She's in. She got bumped out of the,
Bill.
Hold on. I can get her back in as a speaker. Hold on here.
Hey, Malin, are you there?
There you are.
I kicked you off. No, I didn't.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
No, I just... My call failed for some reason. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We got you. So pick back up. You were just talking about how you were excited to tell me you were doing these, and then I would tell you, and when you dropped. So keep going, girl.
Yes. And so Malin would say to me, that is great, but next time you should try and get me, put them on with me and let me present. And I said, I would say, oh, that's a really great idea. But I thought to myself, I'm the professional. I can do this. I can handle this. I'm doing fine. And so I went through about five of those, and she was so gracious to finally say, listen, let me present the next one for you, just so you can see the difference. And I even went as far as saying, you know what, I'd love for you to be on one, but let me present and you can critique me. And she just smiled and she was fine and she did that. But I didn't understand, I didn't get the power of me not being the professional in with my own prospects. So once that
Pam, I hate to interrupt you, but it's not, you're one of the most professional people we know. It's not that, but it's just like me. I can explain the company as well as anybody because I'm an owner. But I still will have all you guys help me, just because of the power of that third-party validation. I think there's no disrespect to you and your presentation skills at all. I want you to know that. Yeah, for sure.
Right. And, you know, where we've been here for a while, we've been around the block a few times, I thought to myself, I love this, but I think I got this. I got it. And so it wasn't until Malin done a couple of them for me when I went, oh my gosh, why was I giving so much pushback? So Now that Melin has done several of these presentations for me, I get it. I get it, guys. We got to put that, put your three-way buddy, put Melin on the first 20, because she does such a fantastic job. But one of the things that I have learned as I've been talking to people and getting them to the place where they, we could do a presentation, I have really learned to love that prospecting guide. And, you know, really I've dived into the art of inviting and learning the form and listening to all of the things and the pain points about the person so that I can make the experience a little bit better once they get on that presentation. And, you know, just reaching out to people, I have a had a great conversation earlier this week with somebody I hadn't talked to for like 10 years. And I had sent a text, just like Becky said, and just said, I've been thinking about you a lot lately. I would love to catch up. Is there a time we can get on the phone and just catch up with each other's lives? And she was so generous to say, absolutely. And, you know, I've got the prospecting guide in front of me, and they don't know that, right? But you're asking all the questions about their family and their job and just finding out about them. And I've had a lot of conversations that have just stopped there, just been a forming conversation for me to get a peek inside their life. And I didn't put them through a Zoom right on that very that very first conversation. And so, but I'm learning a lot of things about them, and now I can drip those pain points, you know, drip on them to get them to get scheduled the presentation. And so I'm really just forming like crazy and having lots of fantastic conversations. And you know what? After the last 2 years, people want to hear our voices. They want to catch up. They want to know if you survived the pandemic, how did it affect their life? And they really want to talk. And so this has just been lots of fun. So thanks for being patient,
Melin. I love that. And I know sometimes even you're asking for a lot of referrals from people, and you're using that same process with your referrals. And I know sometimes you even share the 90-second Thrive as a teaser, right?
I do. Yes, always, always I'm asking for referrals. And, you know, that good old thing where you say, this probably isn't for you, but who do you know? All that does is make them thirsty. It just piques their interest in what are you doing. And when I have them, after I've learned all about what's going on in their life, of course, they ask what's going on in your life. And as we talk about occupation and what we're doing, a lot of times I leave it and just say, you know what, I have a 90-second video that can tell you a lot more about what I do. I have a product I share with everybody that I know because everyone needs it. But this video will give you more information better than I can in just a quick 90 seconds. I'm going to send it to you. And if you, you know, let me know what you like about it. And so that leaves the ball in my court because I can say, you let me know what you liked about it. And oftentimes I'll text back the next day and say, were you able to watch the video? What did you like? And then that leaves me into more of a conversation. Would you like 20 to 30 minutes to learn more? And that I'm always, I have learned because I've had some really good friends give me names of referrals. And so never discount the power in asking for that referral, because if it's not for them, they probably know somebody who needs to take a look.
Well, that is awesome. And guys, if you'll just bear with us a few more moments, I want to give you some tips and tricks. If you're now saying, oh, I really need to do these, I want to get 20 of these Zooms under my belt with some of my prospects or my former distributors or, you know, whoever's coming across your mind, referrals. And so if you'll just give me a few more minutes, I want to give you the tips and tricks to help you get started. Number one, keep in your mind that the purpose of these 20 to 30 minute sessions is you want to share limitless by stacking the enthusiasm of having them watch a video, introduce them, you know, kind of have a discussion with them, with voices and a presenter, and leading it into the limitless demonstrator. And one of the things we've learned, and we're going to be altering the little script, is even if they, on a scale of 1 to 10, they're on the lower end of the scale, like they're probably going to be a customer candidate, we're learning to still say, you know, we're looking for people who are, you know, 6, 7s, 10s, but if we could show you what we have, there might be some people that come to your mind that you could refer to us, and then we'll get you started on our products. And so we're going through the whole thing with everyone, and that's been really exciting because you want to create, you want to stack their enthusiasm about what they see and feel, and then you want to create their imagination that they can do this. And that's why it's really important that you do it all in one session. You never want to send out that one thing. You might send out the 90-second thrive like Pam does. That's different. That's a teaser. But you never want to send out that one thing unless it's part of a 20 to 30-minute session, because that enthusiasm they get, you want to ride that feeling into adding to that with the possibilities of the income that they can make. And that's why it's also really important when you want to have that imagination that they can do this, that is why it's so important that you never do the presentation to your own prospects. Because at the end of every presentation, when you're trying to determine if they think they can do this, you can say, well, can you do what Pam did? Can you do what Andy and Sarah did? Can you do what Becky did? All they did was line up something special for you to preview on your screen, and I did the rest. Our tools and a presenter did the rest. Can you do what they did? And it's so fun to watch the lights go on in their eyes and their smiles and go, oh, my gosh, I can do this. So it's really important to remember the purpose. Number two, save. There's six videos you need to save on your phone. And you don't have to worry about downloading the script or being a Limitless Demonstrator Pro, because you're not going to do that for your first 20 presentations, right? All you need to do is save the links to, number one, that one thing. You need to have a link in your phone so you can quickly copy and paste it into a text, because you're going to do that at the beginning of the session. Number two, you need to have the links to all four of the explainer videos for our packs, because as if they're going to be a customer or a distributor, we're going to help them choose which pack is best for them to move forward with. And so you need to have those ready so you can send them the two best videos that you think will be appropriate for them. And the sixth video, so that's that one thing, four pack videos, explainer videos, and the 90-second Thrive video. Make sure you get those downloaded in a place where you can copy and paste. Steve has them in his notes if you're on an iPhone. There's probably places on an Android. I'm not as familiar. I'm getting more familiar because Becky's an Android, and we're learning how to play together. So make sure you have those saved. Next, form your prospects. Guys, the fun is in the forming and the following up, because once you know what is in someone's heart and what they want to feel more than anything in this world, and you know you have a solution, Katie, bar the door. These sessions will be exponentially different in your life and in their life. So form your prospects. Then when it's time, ask for a 20 to 30-minute session. The reason why we're saying 20 to 30 is because now we're taking everyone all the way through the process, and you need to ask them for 20 to 30 minutes of their time when they can be focused on their screen. Like, for instance, Becky was a multitasker. She was driving and talking at the same time. They cannot be driving and be a part of this presentation at the same time. So ask for 20 to 30 minutes of their time when they can be focused on their screen. And then tell them that you're lining up something special to see, and ask if they have ever done Zoom before. If they've done a Zoom before, they will easily be able to get back on when they just click the link that we're going to send them. If they haven't, then you want to say, well, between now and this time where I'm lining up something really special for you, let's help you get on Zoom. And you can use your upline to help. I can work you through that. But you need to make sure that they can do that, because you don't want to have happen is they watch the video when it comes time, and then they get frustrated for 5 to 10 minutes trying to get on Zoom. They will have lost their enthusiasm about the video in the first place, and we've ruined the whole potential of the presentation. So make sure they can do that. Then, here's two things that you need to prepare. Number one, you need to prepare your introductions. These need to be 20 to 30 second intros for your presenter and for your prospect, because when we get on the Zoom, you are going to introduce each other, but they need to be impactful, but not too long, because remember, every moment counts in these 20 to 30 minutes. And then number two, you need to prepare your own 60-second testimonial for your products and or the business, and how you what got you excited about the business, because there will come a point in time in the presentation that you'll be invited to share that. And that's really all you need. You don't have to learn how to do the rest of this. Now, if you'll go through 20 of these, it will be in your heart. You will understand exactly what to do. And it might not take a full 20. You might know it in 5. But for all of your personal prospects, you will always have someone else be a presenter for you. And there will come a time when you're going to have a whole plethora of people that can you can ask to do the presentation for you. And you're going to have a whole plethora of people, believe it or not, that are going to come to you to be the presenter. Don't be nervous about that. I promise you, if you watch any movie 20 times, you will know that movie almost by heart. You'll be quoting it. It will come natural to you, and it'll come from your genuine voice, and that's more impactful when you're sharing with someone than trying to prepare a script and memorize it. Nuh-uh. Listen to this over and over and over again, and it will become a part of you, and you will become a presenter yourself naturally. All right, guys, I'm sorry I took so much time. I just felt it was so important that you hear the excitement of people and understand. Yes?
One thing. Pam has one last thought.
Pamela.
You know what? I just want to say I love that we're going to put everybody through the entire thing with the demonstration because Milan and Liz knows this. Had you, when you took my temperature when 10 years ago when we started this, I was a 4. And you pulled out that demonstrator and you showed me the possibilities and I went from a 4 to a 99 and signed up that second. So I love that we're putting people through the demonstrator because you don't, you know, they say no before they know how much money and the possibilities here. So I'm loving that.
I want
that
you to know we always thought you were a 99 the whole time, Pam. So there you go.
You are kind.
Even right, though you missed the boat. Ha ha.
All right, guys.
Hey, thanks for the extra time. I apologize. I hope this has helped you. If you want to see a sample demonstration like Sarah and Andy took up for me with me, here's my phone number. Text me 801-550-1471. I'd be happy to take you through a sample demonstration so you know what it is you're inviting people to. And I'm going to take it off mute. Let's hear a good old limitless whoop whoop. Thanks for sharing your time today, guys.